This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Hong Kong police are blaming protesters for escalating and illegal violent acts, while a group of pro-democracy lawmakers say it was police actions that were totally unnecessary after clashes at the 12th weekend of demonstrations. VOA's Peter McLeod has more.
As Hong Kong protesters hurled objects at police late Sunday and early Monday, several police officers drew their weapons and one fired a warning shot into the air, according to a statement from the city's police force. It was the first time police have used live rounds during the protests. The protesters say they are demonstrating against what they see as an erosion of rights under the One Country, Two Systems arrangement, under which Beijing assumed control of the territory. The protests in the major Asian finance center are the biggest threat to peace there since Britain handed over control of Hong Kong to China in 1997. Peter McLeod, VOA News.
U.S. President Donald Trump says China has reached out to resume trade negotiations, a move that comes after the two nations announced their latest round of reciprocal tariff hikes. He called the willingness to resume talks a very positive development for the world.
They want to make a deal. They just came out and they want calm. And that's a great thing, frankly. And one of the reasons that he's a great leader, President Xi, and one of the reasons that China's a great country is they understand how life works.
His comments follow those by China's top trade negotiator, who says China is willing to negotiate with the United States to end the ongoing trade battle and that China opposes the escalation of the trade war. The developments did little to soothe major stock markets in Japan, China, and Hong Kong, which all traded down on Monday. For more on this story or any of today's headlines, please visit us at voanews.com or download the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. G7 leaders are closing their summit Monday with discussions about the climate.